translation. According to the Jyotir Veda, or Vedic astrology, the auspicious birth moment is described as follows. The moon was in Leo, the figure of the lion in the zodiac. Leo was in the ascendant. Several planets were strongly positioned, and the Shatvarga and Ashtavarga showed all auspicious influences. Report by Esteban Reyes and Isra Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was previously a great astrologer, explains this verse as follows. The Shatvarga six divisions are technically called Kshetra, Pura, Rekha, Navamsha, Vadashamsha, and Trimshamsha. According to Jyotir Vedic astrology, when the relationship between the planets and the rulers of these six divisions is determined, the auspiciousness of the moment of birth can be calculated. In the book named Brihaj Jataka and other books, there are directions for interpreting the movements of the stars and planets. One who knows the process of calculating the Ashtavarga, eight divisions, can predict auspicious and inauspicious events. This science is known especially by persons who are called Hora Shastrabit, or those who know the astrological scriptures. On the strength of astrological calculations from the Hora scriptures, Nilambar Chakrabarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had ascertained the auspicious moment when the Lord would appear. Sima Rashi, Sima Lagna, Ucha Graha Gana, Shatvarga, Ashtavarga, Sarva, Sulakshana. So whether or not the lunar eclipse was considered auspicious or inauspicious, some thought it was auspicious, some thought it was inauspicious, but Nilambar Chakrabarti, an expert astrologer, did the calculation because already 13 months had passed in the pregnancy and there was some concern. So he did the calculation and he predicted the particular time, the moment, would be the most auspicious moment. No one can accuse the appearance of Lord Chaitanya on some inauspicious moment. It's all auspicious. The next text I'll read, Akalanka Bhura Chandra Dila Darashana Sa Kalanka Chandra Ara Kon Prayojana. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? Chaitanya Chandra Daya Mandir Ki Jai. So, the rising moon of Lord Chaitanya took place. This age is called the age of Kali. It is full of faults. Kalaya Doshini Deva Rajan Astivi Kumahangana Kirtanadi Krishnasya Bhukta Sangha Param Raja. There's only one good quality in this age, and that is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And that chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra was inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the Yuga avatar. He appeared near the beginning of the age, which is suitable, only 5,000 years, or a little less than 5,000, 4,500 years had passed from the beginning of Kali Yuga, and Kali Yuga is to last 432,000 years, so very, very beginning. And he's giving the process in other ages. In Satya Yuga, the process is meditation. In the Treta Yuga, the process is yajnas, sacrifice. Dwapara Yuga, the process is deity worship. And in the process of, in the age of Kali, the process is Hari-kirtana. Not just Hari-kirtana, but specifically the Maha-mantra is recommended as being the great chant for deliverance. During the fact that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, the Hindus were taking their bath in the Ganga, standing up and chanting the holy names of the Lord, the Maha Mantra. And the Muslims were making fun of the Hindus for doing that. But they were also chanting in imitation. This is an indication, a sign, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his appearance was meant to get everyone chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Not just for Hindus, but for everyone. After all, God is not belonging to a particular group. It's not that there is a Hindu God and a Muslim God or a Christian God. Just like the sun, no one can claim that this is the sun of India or the sun of America. The sun is beyond any designations. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is beyond designations. And Krishna means all attractive. Therefore, everyone can be attracted to Krishna. Simply, the misconceptions and the considerations according to sectarian principles have to be put aside. And that can be done by the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Narayana. It is described that Krishna wanted to understand the bliss of Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani is, she was experiencing unlimited bliss from her association with Lord Krishna, from her devotion to Krishna. And that was something that Krishna himself wanted to experience. In order to experience that, he decided to appear with her mood and her complexion. And at the same time, it happened to be the appropriate time for the Yuga Avatar to appear to save the people of Kali Yuga. That was not the initial or the primary purpose of his appearance, but it simultaneously goes along with it. So, Prabhupada taught us here in Mayapur that everyone should worship Radha Krishna, but if there's there's any lust in the heart from worshipping Radha Krishna, then one should worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, because he's Radha Krishna combined. There's no possibility of any lust. The Sankirtan movement is going on by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivati Achyata Nagaradigam Sarutta Puchoy Vaidya Murina. He predicted that it will spread to every town and village in the world, the chanting will go on. And we are fortunate to be participating in that wonderful activity. Saving the world, Krishna's name and Krishna are none different. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. In the age of Kali, the Lord has appeared in the form of His holy name. It's the most important incarnation. And Lord Chaitanya showed us how to distribute, to chant and distribute the holy name. I'd like to read from another section of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Adi Lila chapter 17, text 34. Tabe Prabhu Srivaseva Griha Sriye Nirantara Ratre Sankirtana Koyla Eka Sambatsara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly led congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the house of Srivas Thakur every night for one full year. So Prabhupada says the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and just to confirm that, from the Chaitanya Bhagavad, two verses, 2:23, 27, 78. Shana Bolo Ite Tivi Nahi Ad. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am giving you this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Go and chant with sincere enthusiasm. By chanting this mantra, you receive all the perfections of life, so continue to chant incessantly, for there are no rules and regulations for chanting the Maha Mantra. And in the verse just previous to these two, the verse 76 is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So it is confirmed that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught specifically the Maha Mantra. These 16 words. Sometimes he would encourage everyone to chant Hari Hari, and those are also the names of the Lord. There's so many names of the Lord, but specifically this Maha Mantra is recommended as the greatest deliverer from the evil effects of Kali Yuga. So all the Shastras recommend that these 16 words can deliver. So, Henry.
Kapatandiya kirtanakare parama aveshe pashandi asito laise napaya praveshe.
This ecstatic chanting was performed with the doors closed, so that non-believers who came to make fun could not gain entrance. Purport. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is open to everyone, but sometimes non-believers come to disturb the ceremony of chanting. Once, Srila Prabhupada visited the American city of Portland and stayed for 4 days. While he was there, we took out a Harinam party. There was a big parade. And somehow or other, the Harinam party was arrested and put into jail. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, the temple didn't have enough money to bail out all the devotees. But Prabhupada bailed out the president. And so when the president, who was myself, went before Srila Prabhupada in his room, he said, "So, you had some difficulty?" And I explained. He said, "Yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had difficulty with Bikazi." But he said, "If they object to the loud chanting with mridangas and kartals, you can just chant with clapping of the hands and Hare Krishna, and that will also be effective." So that is confirming that sometimes the chanting may have to be done privately. I think in some of the Soviet countries in the early days, maybe some other places now, chanting has to be done privately, not publicly. If it's done publicly, there may be some objection. So that's all right. Lord Chaitanya also did that for 1 year. Continuing in the purport. It is indicated herein that under such circumstances, the temple doors should be closed. Only bona fide chanters should be admitted. Others should not. But when there is large-scale congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we keep our temples open for everyone to join, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this policy has given good results. Yes, we can see how Srila Prabhupada came alone to America, bringing with him the Maha Mantra, and he began chanting in the beginning behind closed doors. A few interested persons came and they took up the chanting, and then Prabhupada, along with his fledgling little group, went out chanting in the public. And more people took up the chanting. Well, this is the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, that they are giving the holy names to everyone. It doesn't matter how fallen they may be, from what background, no considerations of birth or education, color, race, religion. Everyone is encouraged to chant. Recently we were in Israel and we were chanting, having a nice kirtan, and some of the leaders of the Druze religion, they were also chanting Hare Krishna with us. We also chanted along with them the 99 names of God according to their scripture. But because it's difficult to remember 99 names, it's much easier to remember 3 names. Therefore, it's very blissful to chant Hare Krishna. Everyone can participate. Next text. Kirtan Shune Bahire Tara Shale Puri Mare Sh Shivasare Dukkatite Nana Yukti Kare.
Thus the non-believers almost burned to ashes and died out of envy.
To retaliate, they planned various ways to give trouble to Shrivas Thakur.
So, it may be that people become envious, non-believers become envious of the success of the Krishna consciousness movement.
As it's growing, it's getting bigger and bigger all over the world.
So there may be some plotting by the envious person.
But we don't have to worry because Krishna has promised that he will give protection to his devotees. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He also showed when the Kazi tried to stop the Sankirtan movement, he arranged a very big kirtan, 100,000 persons, and they marched on the Kazi's residence. And the Kazi was frightened, and there was some negotiation, and everything was amicably settled, and the Kazi gave the instruction that from this day forward, the Sankirtan movement should not be obstructed by any of the leaders. That is still intact. Next text. Ekadina vipruna upala chapa vashandi vadana se durmuka vacha vani pujara sava samakri nana atre shivasera dvare.
One night, while kirtan was going on inside Srivas Thakur's house, a brahmana named Gopala Chapala, the chief of the non-believers, who was talkative and very rough in his speech, placed all the paraphernalia for worshipping the goddess Durga outside Srivas Thakur's door. So in other words, he wanted to discredit Srivas Thakur by some arrangement so that the chanting and all the chanters would be discredited. Sometimes there's propaganda against the Hare Krishna movement that it's brainwashing. But it cannot stand because the Hare Krishna mantra is actually purifying. The holy name of the Lord is recommended in all the scriptures. Our process is quite simple. Chanting the holy names from the time the sun rises to the time it sets. There's nothing wrong with that. Can we read the next purport? This brahmana, Gopala Chapala, wanted to defame Srivas Thakur by proving that he was actually a Shakta, or a worshipper of Bhavani, the goddess Durga, but was externally posing as a Vaishnava. Sometimes people try to defame the devotees by saying that they're worshipping idols. They say that because they're worshipping idols, they should be punished. It's very sinful. But actually the devotees are not worshipping idols. They're worshipping God, and God has form. That information is given in the Vedas, and so it needs to be explained that God is a person, and he has form, but his form is not material. It's not made of matter. It's made of Satchitananda,
spiritual substance. So just as some Muslims say that God's form is a light, they say he has a form. I met one Muslim who said that. So that's similar to our conception, that God's form, it's not light. Light is still material, subtle matter, but it's even more subtle. It's made of spirit. So we agree that God is not made of form, matter, material form, such as earth or water or stone, but his form is completely transcendental. And in that transcendental form, he appears in by using or transforming matter into spirit. Just as he transforms food, ordinary foodstuffs, into prasad or spiritual substance. God can do this. Continuing in the purport. In Bengal, there is a perpetual competition between the devotees of Goddess Kali and the devotees of Lord Krishna. Generally, Bengalis, especially those who are meat-eaters and drunkards, are very much attached to worshipping the goddess Durga, Kali, Shitala, and Chandi. Such devotees who are known as Shaktas, or worshippers of the Shakti Tattva, are always envious of Vaishnavas. Since Srivas Thakur was a well-known and respected Vaishnava in Navadvipa, Gopal Chapala wanted to reduce his prestige by bringing him down to the platform of the Shaktas. Therefore, outside Srivas Thakur's door, he placed various paraphernalia for worshipping Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, such as a red flower, a plantain leaf, a pot of wine, and reddish sandalwood paste. In the morning, when Srivas Thakur saw all this paraphernalia in front of his door, he called for the respectable gentlemen of the neighborhood and showed them that at night he was worshipping Bhavani. Very sorry, these gentlemen called for a sweeper to cleanse the place and purify it by sprinkling water and cow dung there. This incident concerning Gopala Chapala is not mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, there was nothing for Srivas Thakur to be afraid of or ashamed. Rather, the intelligent, advanced persons, they realized that this was simply an attempt to defame him. Just like there have been attempts to defame the devotees, that they were taking ganja. There was a movie. And sometimes they say that they're members of the CIA. But Prabhupada defeated all these arguments. He said, just see how the CIA devotees are dancing in ecstasy and becoming such wonderful Vaishnavas. Then he criticized those who put forward that theory. And no longer do they put forward that theory. Next text. Kalara Tanta Pupare Twila Oda Pula Haridra Sindura Ara Fraktocham Dhamma Tandula. On the upper portion of a plantain leaf, he placed such paraphernalia or worship as Oda Pula, turmeric, vermilion, red sandalwood, and rice. We read that's what was. After 3 days, leprosy attacked Gopala Chapala, and blood oozed from sores all over his body. Incessantly covered
with germs and insects biting him all over his body. Gopala Chapala felt unbearable pain, his entire body burned in distress.
So from this we can see the result of trying to stop the Sankirtan movement. No one should try to criticize the devotees or stop the Sankirtan movement, otherwise they will receive some reactions.
Since leprosy is an infectious disease, Gopal Chapala left the village to sit down on the bank of the Ganges underneath a tree. One day, however, he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing by and spoke to him as follows.
Grama sambande ami tomara matula vahima muri kushta vyadite manachi vyakula.
My dear nephew, I am your maternal uncle in our village relationship. Please see how greatly this attack of leprosy has afflicted me.
Lokasama udarite tomara avatar muni varatuki more karaha udar.
As an incarnation of God, you are delivering so many fallen souls. I am also a greatly unhappy fallen soul. Kindly deliver me by your mercy, purport.
It appears that although Gopala Chapala was sinful, talkative, and insulting, he nevertheless had the qualification of simplicity. Thus he believed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had come to deliver all fallen souls, and he appealed for his own deliverance, seeking the mercy of the Lord. He did not know, however, that the deliverance of the fallen does not consist of curing their bodily diseases, although it is also a fact that when a man is delivered from the material clutches, his material bodily diseases are automatically cured.
Gopal Chapala simply wanted to be delivered from the bodily sufferings of leprosy. But Sri Chaitanya, although accepting his sincere appeal, wanted to inform him of the real cause of suffering. Next text.
Eta shuni mahaprabhura ha'ile kudamana krodha veshe bale tale tajana vachana.
Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared greatly angry, and in that angry mood, he spoke some words chastising him.
Are babi bhakta treshi tore na udarimo kochi chanma emate kidaya kaya yaimo.
O sinful person, envious of pure devotees, I shall not deliver you. Rather, I shall have you bitten by these germs for many millions of years. Report.
We should note herein that all our sufferings in this material world, especially from disease, are due to our past sinful activities. And of all sinful activities, actions directed against a pure devotee out of sheer envy are considered extremely severe.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Gopala Chapala to understand the cause of his suffering. Any person who disturbs the pure devotee engaged in broadcasting the holy name of the Lord is certainly punished like Gopal Chapala. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we shall see, one who offends a pure devotee can never satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless and until he sincerely regrets his offense and thus rectifies it.
Yeah, I was appreciating the last days how wonderful it is that we are celebrating this festival here in
Srila Mayapur, and how it's not simply for the full-time members, shall we say, or those living in Hare Krishna temples, but the members of Bengal and India especially are also taking part, and they're as important for this festival. It's so wonderful to see how devoted they are. And even if there are some discrepancies in their customs, as Prabhupada mentioned, still, because of simplicity, they are chanting the holy names and paying their obeisances to the devotees, and therefore they're sure to be delivered, and it inspires the devotees so much from all over the world. Nowhere else could such a festival have the same effect as here. Therefore, Prabhupada encouraged devotees from all over the movement to attend this festival every year. And so we also encourage that, because it is one of the most important features of keeping our movement strong. This festival is not just an ordinary festival, but it's established for the whole movement to keep it strong. And all opposition will be defeated by this festival. Continuing. This is the words of Lord Chaitanya. Srivase karahila ili tuimbalani pujara koti janma abe tora rarabe patana. You have made Srivas Thakur appear to have been worshipping the goddess Bhavani. Simply for this offense, you will have to fall down into hellish life for 10 million births. Prashandi samharite mora e avatar Prashandi samharite bhakti koimru prachar. I have appeared in this incarnation to kill the demons, Prashandis, and after killing them, to preach the cult of devotional service. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave protection to devotees and killed many demons in the course of his preaching work. He specifically mentioned that the Mayavadi philosophers are the greatest demons. Therefore, he warned all others not to hear the Mayavadi philosophy. Mayavadi Bhashya, Srinivaya Vayasaranaj. So sometimes the question comes up how to deal with the problems of the world. The biggest problem is the threat of war. World War III, with all the nuclear weapons. And it seems that we're on course for that because everything's heating up. So what to do? How can we do something about averting the war? The answer is that we simply go on spreading the Sankirtan movement as enthusiastically as possible. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra everywhere very loudly will do everything that's necessary, because Krishna is personally appearing in his holy name, and all the inauspiciousness will be defeated. We may not understand how it's possible that demoniac persons can be changed, but it is possible by the chanting. I'd like to stop there. Thank you very much. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.